Our guest at the cafe this morning is Melinda Allison, and Melinda is here today talking about the annual Quilt Top, which is Friday and Saturday in Honey Grove, but also in Bonham, right?
That's right, Melinda? Both locations.
Yeah, but you live in Honey Grove?
Yes, I do.
So we're going to mainly talk about Honey Grove, I guess, but it's going on in both towns, and it's become quite a big deal every summer.
It is. It draws quite a huge crowd. The Quilt Top is at 10 different locations, including one in Honey Grove and the rest in Bonham. Most locations are open from 9 to 4 on the Friday and Saturday, and the event is totally free.
Well, what goes on at a Quilt Top?
Well, it's called a Quilt Top because there are these 10 locations. And at 10 different locations, there are quilts that are on display. And this year, it's going to be a little different because 23 very special quilts will be on display at several locations. These quilts were created after NASA astronaut Karen Nyberg quilted at the International Space Station and issued a challenge to have quilt squares sent. And over 2,400 quilt squares came in, and they were from children, older people, men, women. They were from foreign countries, and these quilts the quilt squares were then made into quilts. So at three locations, there will be those quilts. She just issued the challenge for people to send in quilts. Squares, and most of them have stars.
I see. So there is that connection with NASA and with the space station. Of course, we're very conscious of NASA right now.
And it's very timely.
Right, with the 50th anniversary of the moon landing having taken place just in the past few days. So quilts really kind of an artistic achievement. Everyone is unique.
That's right. And really everyone could tell a story. So at the other locations, including the historic St. Mark's Church in Honey Grove, we will have mostly historic quilts, some of them from the late 1800s and some from the 30s. And our old historic church from the 1800s will be a blazing color.
Yeah.
And it'll be really beautiful. So at that location, you'll get to see not only the quilts, but this beautiful historic church.
Yeah, St. Mark's Church.
Right.
That is not a church in the sense that you don't have a congregation meeting there every Sunday now.
Well, we actually have a small Hispanic congregation now meeting there in the mornings, on Sunday morning. But we also have a lot of community events there, musical events, and it is rented out for weddings.
Yeah, so beautiful building, and just that's worth a visit to Honey Grove just for that. We're talking with Melinda Allison, and we're talking about the annual Quilt Top taking place Friday and Saturday in Honey Grove and Bonham. You talk about historic quilts. I may have mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. We have a quilt in our home that has my dad's name stitched into it, and I'm betting that this was done when he was a baby, which would make that quilt more than 100 years old.
Wow.
Now, we'd go back to 1917.
And at the Fannin County Museum in Bonham, where we'll be displaying our quilts, we have a Sunshine Sue quilt that was made for a baby shower. And the women that came to the shower brought a piece of fabric and made the squares. So there's a lot of memories in quilts, and it's very interesting to see. People have kept these and cherished them, just like you've done with yours.
Sure. And you mentioned also is it one quilt made from flour sacks, hillbilly flour?
We are going to have this marvelous quilt at the Fannin County Historical Commission. It is made with flour sacks from W.D. O'Daniel when he had his radio show and sold flour. And it's amazing. I hope everyone will come and see it.
That's part of Texas history.
It definitely is.
Pappy Lee O'Daniel, who had first the light crust flour and then the light crust doughboys, radio performers, musicians and musical group, and then later Hillbilly Flower.
And we may have a little music going
that
on
would
there
be,
as
that
well.
That would be appropriate. If you've ever seen the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, there's a lot of that that's weaved into that movie. So that's a great piece of Texas history there. So this attracts people from all over, doesn't
it? It's amazing. A lot of people coming from the Metroplex and Austin, and people know about it now, and they ask their friends to come up for this weekend because there's really a lot to do.
Yeah, and we're almost out of time, but it's a lot going on in Bonham and Fannin County in particular.
Oh, there is. There's going to be two lakes. One is the Bodark Lake is already under construction, mm-hmm. and then the Ralph Hall Lake will be constructed. Highway 82 is being widened, which is just north of Honey Grove and mm-hmm. Bonham. That'll be between Paris and Sherman. That's a huge project. And the pipeline from the Bodark Lake goes all the way to Leonard. So there is a lot going on.
That's for water?
Yes.
Yeah. And we hear that population growth is there's signs of tremendous population growth.
And now, some of our old houses in Honey Grove, beautiful old houses that have sat empty for a while, people are buying them. So we're
That's
thrilled.
That's interesting. That's very interesting. Good. Yeah. All right. So the Quilt Top is Friday and Saturday in Honey Grove and Bonham, and 9 to 4.
Right.
Those are the hours. Good.
Yeah.
Melinda, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Oh, glad to be here again.
Melinda Allison with The Quilt Top, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.